This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim leader.
And there are many, thousands of them. They have very few following, very few followers. They don't have big followings. The big followings belong to the major religions. Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism. These major religions, they have the majority of the people in the publics of the world. So, can we then say, well, the state of the world is to be blamed on these religions? No. Because I read these religions. I've been studying these religions for 40 years or more. And I know these religions. And I know I can read the beauty of these religions, their various religions. I can read any of those books. And I am put in a mind to respect what I'm reading, appreciate what I'm reading, and put great value on what I read, on what I'm reading. So if I can go to these religions, that is, go to their holy books and read this and get this kind of feeling and get this kind of lift in spirit, it lifts my spirit when I see their beauty and their wisdom and their purpose, their good, pure purpose. When I see it, it makes me feel good, it makes me happy, and I am soothed by what I read. So it's not the fault of these religions, it's the fault of the publics. The public life goes astray from the religions. And we, as individuals, get weak for the public life, and we leave the good teaching the good family gave us, our good parents gave us, and we join the public life and go to hell. The public life, especially in the modern world, or I should say not modern anymore, I should say in the industrial world. The public life in the industrial world is a life that lets you know right away it's all about money. It's all about money. You step out in the public, you see people trying to get your money. So as you step out there, and you see some activity in the public, most likely somebody trying to get your money. In our neighborhood, sometimes certain quarters we live in, poor folks and people that have lost the respect for human life, we come out in our neighborhood and we can't hardly find a dog. Dogs are disappearing. Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of dogs when I was a boy. Dogs have disappeared. Everything disappeared. Now, a prostitute gone. She ain't selling nothing. She ain't not selling anymore. She gone. She done found another bag or another gig. Yeah. Well, you know, this world is really strange now. It's really strange. Now, in order for us to appreciate human life, we have to appreciate community life. There's no way to appreciate your life or human life, your individual life, without us or you and us appreciating community life. God didn't make us to live outside of community. God made us to live in community. God didn't make us to go with a mind that life is all about me. God made us to go with a mind that life is indebted to my family. Life is indebted to my community. Life is indebted to my city, my state, my nation. Yes, that's what God, that's how God makes us. God makes us with intelligence to appreciate life in community and to understand that that's the only way you can have life. I don't want nothing. I'd rather just be by myself. What about the electricity? What about the water? What about the heat for the house and telephone? You gonna do all that by yourself? Can you bring all that into your house and to yourself by yourself? No. The reality is that you don't ever live alone. You always live the life of community. And if you didn't have community life, you wouldn't be able to survive alone. You'd have nothing. You'd have nothing but bare earth. And I don't think this pampered generation that we have today can survive on the bare earth.
Right.
You'll go out there and cut your throat real quick. I'll look for something to kill yourself with real quick. Oh, I can't make it. Where am I going to stay tonight? Under a tree. Up on a branch.
Yeah.
Your friends and dogs will come get you, climb up the tree. Go up and high on a branch.
Yeah.
Hug the branch and go to sleep. Get a few winks. You can't go away and sleep too long now. You'll be sleeping like every few, a couple of minutes, a minute or so, half a minute, and waking up, you know. Some of us against government, we against everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, everything is corrupt.
Yeah.
And when we look at you, that's what we see, corruption. But everything is corrupt. Reject the world, reject everything. Well, try living without anything but yourself. The big world is out there. Big earth is out there. You think you can find some seeds from a nut, or seeds from an apple or something, or seeds from corn, and plant it and have the patience to wait for it to grow? And then get out there and gather it, go out there and work and bring it in, take it into your house, into your yard, where there's no house, and no grass, and no flowers. Take it there and get you some dry wood or something, build you a fire. You think you can cook it? You think you can survive like that? No! You ain't got the spirit. You don't have the spirit of endurance.
Right. That's right.
To meet the challenge of a natural environment without man's work in it.
That's right.
Wake up!
Yes.
And let us appreciate life more. Let us appreciate living in community more. Let us realize that we owe community life for the things that we enjoy on this planet Earth. Some community life, whoever's responsible for the community or for the neighborhood, we owe them. The government order that protects the order of the neighborhood and the order of the city, we owe that order.
Right.
We pay taxes, we pay for that.
Right.
You're supposed to.
Right.
As a service to all of us.
Yep.
Don't be angry because you have to pay taxes.
Right.
Be angry because your taxes are not directed properly.
Yes, right.
Or used in the best manner or in the best way.
Right.
Don't tear down the system.
Right.
Correct the things that are wrong for the system,
right,
and help the things that are right for the system.
Right.
But don't turn against the system. The system managed to give us an environment wherein we can live as human beings and feel comfortable.
Right.
You can't feel comfortable when you turn yourself loose out there with animals.
Right.
You can't escape human civilization. You can't escape man's progress. Embrace man's progress, because man's progress is really your progress.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever man is able to achieve, it's a proof that God made you valuable.
Yeah.
Because you have the same thing that man has. You have a brain. You have hands to work with. You have a human soul. You have the same things the achiever has. Whatever the achiever has, you have it. Oh yeah, but I've been held back. Well, don't you think the first man was held back?
Yeah, right.
He go out there and plant and build a little house. Storm come through, knock his little cheap house down. Wash out all his works.
Yeah.
He go out in the morning, look, ain't nothing there.
Right.
And he worked all his life for it. Did he give up?
No.
No, he didn't give up. Even though he might have been old and too weak to work, his children and the young folks related to him and his friends, they got busy, and pretty soon they had another house up. Another house up.
Yes.
Another living established for themselves. Are we prepared to do that?
Yes.
We let something wash us out, knock us down, and set us back, we finished. We on welfare eternally.
Right.
No spiritual change.
Go ahead, brother.
Wake up.
Yes, sir.
Some of us, we want the life that respects the value that God gave us and put in us. We want a life that respects that value. I don't want a life where I don't have to use my brain. Muhammad the Prophet, he said, there is no greater thing that God has made than the human brain. And when we look at the work of the human brain, we know the heart makes a contribution. The heart gets the brain started, and the heart makes requisitions to the brain. The heart says, that's a beautiful house there, but it's a little bit rough. Or it doesn't have enough flowers and plant. Put some trees around it. This is the heart speaking, right? Yeah. And the brain listens to the heart, and then the brain says, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Then the brain go on, set out to achieve it, right?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Make that beautiful house that your heart wants.
That's it.
Make it beautiful and comfortable like your heart wants it. Yes. But what did the work? Was it the heart or the brain?
Come on. Yes.
The heart makes the requisition, the brain does the work.
That's it.
Yes. So you have to respect your brain.
Yes, sir.
Respect your brain.
Yes, sir.
And know that your brain is above the brains of all other living things.
Exactly.
That you're favored with your brains to do things that they cannot do.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know a roach still lives like a roach did 3,000, 4,000 years ago in the palace of Pharaoh?
Yes.
I know because I read about the history of the pharaohs. And they got pictures of the roach. And they got pictures and stone. They carved in stone roaches. I don't know why. I guess if these roaches don't stop bothering us in our apartments, one day some of us going to have a religion and we're going to be putting some roaches up in stone too. But, oh, these adorable creatures, these everlasting creatures, the roach. Might get them a place in the heavens.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm making humor, but I'm not carrying on fun. I'm very, very serious. Very serious. So the roach, the way he moved, the way he lived, 3,000 years ago in the palaces of the Pharaoh, same way he lived right now in your palace. Same way. Same way he crawls around, same way he, when you turn the light on, he runs and get a hide and go. You know, and you turn the light back off, he's out there busy trying to find the sugar, whatever you dropped off the table, stuff you dropped off the table. Maybe a half of pork chop or something, or, you know, a half a chicken, whatever you dropped off the table, you know. You ain't got no money, but you just work the garbage collectors more than any other people. The rich don't work the garbage collectors like our poor folks in our neighborhoods work the garbage collectors, you know? Yeah. So I don't know what it is, you know, but there's something draining out those roaches and those rats and things, and they're busy. But they don't have no advancement. They don't have no history to show that their life advanced.
Yes.
They're still living on the same low level of nature that they were created upon. But man was created upon life, human nature, but he was also created upon animal nature.
Right.
And he rose up out of animal nature. He woke up to his own value.
Yes.
And he saw himself higher than the apes and the other animals, the monkeys and dogs and things. And then he prided himself and said, I'm human. Meaning I'm not meant to act like a dog. I'm not meant to be an ape or a wolf or something. I'm meant to be human.
That's right.
I'm not meant to be a buzzard, not even an eagle.
Right.
I'm better than that.
Right.
And man proved in time that he is better than that.
Right.
He proved that he's better than all the animals and everything that they can do.
That's right.
Man watched the ducks fly from the air, fly and land in the water. And some of them can go down deep in the water.
Yeah.
Swim in the water. Swim like a fish in the water. Duck.
That's right.
Then come up to the surface, ride the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Then take off from the surface and fly in the air.
Yes.
Man finally caught up with it, say, look, I got more on you than language. I got more on you than freedom of movement. I'm going to show you something. Man made a vehicle, go in, hit the water, go down in the water, come up, take off from the water.
Yeah.
That's what the doctor do. Whatever man saw anything else doing, eventually he was able to do it.
Right.
The eagle fly above the storm. The man say, I ain't going to be satisfied until I make me an airplane to fly above the storm. Now we got airplanes fly high above the storm. Fly above the storms, the clouds, looking down on the clouds, looking down on the lightning flashing in the cloud, looking down on it. That's man.
Yeah.
And that's what every one of you are.
Right.
You're human.
Yes.
You're human.
Right.
So wake up to your human value and stop disrespecting the great value that God made you.
Right. All right.
If you have a friend or a child, and you give that friend or child a precious thing as a gift for a birthday or whatever, if you see they don't care about it, if you see them leaving it on the floor with the trash, it hurts you. It hurts you. Now, I know God doesn't hurt like we hurt. God is protected from this vulnerability or these weaknesses that we have. I know that. But you should at least imagine that whether God experienced hurt or sadness or not, how you think God is by you. When he sees you take the most precious thing he gave, anything in the world, never gave any life or any living thing or nothing dead, the value that he gave you,
right.
Then he catch you putting your body in a garbage can.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you're doing by the corruption that you let come into your life.
Right.
You're putting your body, the gift that God gave you, you're putting your life in the garbage can.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And asking the government to pull it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yes, sir.
Well, they don't pull it out. They stop pulling it out. It goes on the garbage truck.
Yeah.
The garbage truck takes you and your garbage to the garbage dump. That's sad. But that's the state of many of us right now. Some of us listening to this live broadcast are in that situation. Where you're treating your own life as garbage. And blaming everybody but yourself. Blaming everybody and everything but your own self. Wake up to the great value that you have as a human being. Wake up to the great help that you have for yourself. As a human brain. Human brain. Not a freak brain. If you let the Satan's temptations, his vices and whatever, get you into a life of corruption, and you like it, you got a freak brain, not a human brain. You ain't happy unless you bounce it up and down like a yo-yo. You got a freak brain in your body controlling you. You have turned your human brain off. It ain't on for you anymore. You got a freak brain working in your body or working in your head for you. Wake up to your excellence. Human excellence. Wake up to your human excellence and come back to human life from that hell you made for yourself, following the way of the immoral public.
Right.
All right. Don't go the way of the immoral public.
Right.
Wake up.
Right.
Be at the controls yourself. You know, There's no better friend or helper than the true person that we were born with when we came from our mothers. When we were delivered from our mothers as babies, we were delivered true people. True people. If you go back to that innocence, to that goodness, to that innocent life we call the life of the infant or the baby, you'll be going back to your true life. And if you can get back connected with your true life, then you'll have a spirit to build upon the goodness and upon the excellence of life and not live a life of recklessness, insane pleasures, violence, drugs, alcohol, stupidity. Some people give their life to stupidity. And they are competing with, they're looking for stupid persons so they can have some competition. Yes! Give their life to stupidity and go outside, see if they can find a stupid person so they can have some competition. Oh, this guy thinks he's nuts. Let me show him. He hasn't seen a fool till he's seen me. That's what happens when we get separated from our human life. So we have to get it together, please. You're hurting us. Your life is hurting us. Most of us don't care, but there are many of us that do care. And as long as they are human beings, separated from their human spirit and human life, suffering, corruption, violence, misery, we can't be happy. We can't be happy at home. We can't be happy anywhere. We can't be happy until we see you come back to your human selves and appreciate and value your human life. Then we can be happy. We need that if we're going to change the look of African American neighborhoods or black neighborhoods. We know we have individuals who excel, who are making more money than blacks ever made since we've been on this continent, in this part of the world. Yes, making big money. But how do you think they feel when they go home, turn on the news, turn on television, and get the reports of the black neighborhoods? When they hear the state of the black neighborhood, or see the state of the African American or the black neighborhoods, how do you think they feel? How do you think Oprah Winfrey feels when she become conscious of the neighborhoods of African American people? How everybody but a black man can make business in a black neighborhood. How do you think she feels? She has to feel bad. So none of us can really be happy and be free from the misery of all of us until at least we look and like and resemble people who have a conscience. We don't resemble people who have a conscience. The Spanish people have a conscience. They're conscious of being Spanish. They're conscious of respecting their own families, respecting the Spanish people's life. Yes. They have a pride.
Yes. Right.
They take pride in work.
That's right.
Now, we know a lot of them are violent too. The big evils of the city are just too much for many people, but still, their achievements are better than ours.
Right. Right.
When we look at the community life, I can go to a Spanish neighborhood and ride down the street for blocks and see nothing but Spanish stores.
Right.
Spanish businesses advertised.
Right.
Riding for blocks. I come back home to my neighborhood. Oh boy, I'm telling you. So we're economically dead.
Yes.
As a people, we're economically dead. Yeah, I didn't say commercially dead. You're commercially alive.
Yes.
Oh, you spend some money.
Yes.
But you're economically dead. So economics is the science of how money works.
Right.
And how those things that represent money work. Goods, material goods, etc. So economics is a study of that. It has to do with the life, the material life of society, and how it's converted into money, and how money is a medium of change for us to buy these material things and living these material quarters. Economics. So since we are not having business producing wealth, we are economically dead.
Right.
We may be dollar wise alive. We may be business wise alive. Yeah, you dress up in your business suit and you go and you go work for somebody's business. Might be in your neighborhood, most likely it's out of your neighborhood. And you come back to your neighborhood, but you don't have any business in your neighborhood. So you're in business, you're alive. Money-wise, you're alive. But economically, you're dead. Economically, you're dead.
Be sure to join us next time for the world broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.